You're listening to the Crebo Shoe Podcast, episode 37, 2019 releases and predictions. Welcome back to another episode of the Crebo Shoe Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon, and I'm joined as always by my co-host. He's the BK to my Mina. It's Chad.
Hello again, Crebo Shoe fans.
So we're winding up 2018, and so we thought for this week's episode, we're actually kind of going to be looking into 2019 and what's coming on the horizon for us Nintendo fans. So that's what our main topic's going to be like today. Before we get into that, we're going to talk about what we've been playing. So, Chad, what have you been playing here the last week?
Well, of course, sticking strong with Pokemon Go here, just playing about every day.
Oh, yeah, just me too.
Really enjoying that.
I'm an everyday Pokemon goer.
Oh, yes, love trading gifts with you. Of course, sticking with Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly going through this World of Light campaign. It's just brutal.
Oh, I've heard.
It's I'm about 15 hours in.
Wow.
And I still haven't seen another cutscene.
Oh, no. I've heard there's very minimal cutscenes in this mode.
Right, yeah. I hear there's about one in the middle, and I haven't had it spoiled yet.
So. Oh, that's great. Me neither. So
I'm really excited. Some of these fights, they come up with some really obscure fights, and some of them are very, very difficult. But
yeah.
I'm trying. I'm going to get through it eventually.
Awesome.
Also, a new game came out this past week, Donut County, or new to Switch at least.
Yeah, we talked about this in our new releases last week.
Right, so I purchased it. It was a little more expensive than I thought. I believe it was $5 for mobile devices. On the Switch, it's I think it's $12.99.
Ooh, that's quite a bit more. Or $11.99.
Yeah, so I really wanted to try it, and I probably beat it within about an hour.
Oh, no, so it's pretty short.
It was very short, but I really enjoyed it. But to me, it was a little bit of a price gouge on it, a little too expensive.
Yeah, it'd been one thing if it had been a few dollars more, but man, that's over double the cost of it.
Right, like I said, though, it was really fun. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, maybe they'll add some stuff to it, and definitely... if you don't have to play this right away on the Switch, maybe wait for a sale. I wouldn't doubt at all this one would go on sale.
Right.
That's cool that you got to try that out. So what'd you think?
Yeah, so I really enjoyed it. It was a very wacky story.
Yeah.
The texting was hilarious. And it's just something really satisfying about moving that little tiny hole and growing it to just swallow everybody's house.
Yeah, that's the thing I love the most about it, too. Just kind of the humor and just kind of the satisfyingness of moving that hole around.
Right, yeah, it was very cool. Final thing I've been playing is some of the Nintendo Switch Online, the NES Classic games.
Oh, very nice.
I've been playing a few of the newer ones, like Mighty Bomb Jack and all the kind of the more obscure ones.
Did you try Adventures of Lolo by chance?
I have, yes.
Yeah, so I tried that as well. What got me excited about that one is because it's from HAL Laboratories, which we know created Kirby and made a couple of the first Smash Brothers games. That's where Sakurai's from.
Yes.
So I tried that out. Well, it's pretty basic game. I think it's probably a pretty early on NES game, but it is neat.
I remember seeing this game years ago when I was a kid. Always wanted to play it, never have, so I finally have a chance to. I haven't really got too far into it, but yeah, it is pretty primitive.
Yeah, but I think I did see that there's two sequels on the NES for this, so maybe some of those will come. Maybe they'll be a little bit more modern.
Right. So the way I've actually been playing these new games is a little bit different than usual.
Oh, yeah.
The Nintendo Switch Online NES wireless controllers came into the mail today, actually. So I've been trying those out and stuff, and I have to say they're pretty neat.
Yeah, these look great. So we've got them on the table here where we're recording, and mine are still in the mail, so I hadn't got to see these until I saw you tonight, and these things are just awesome. I just don't know. It's just something about them being wireless but official NES controllers. There's just something really neat about that.
Right. So they charge by connecting them to the Switch and everything, and they look. I have to say, they look really goofy.
They do look kind of funny when they're on the sides of the Switch.
They do. Yeah. They're a lot longer, so they stick out on either side. So you
top and bottom.
Right,
yeah.
Top and bottom. So you can't adjust them with your kickstand. I've got like a little wireless or a little charger stand that it'll sit on, and it'll stand up by itself like that.
Yeah.
But as far as the weight, the feel, They feel really good. I really like them. The top shoulder buttons, they have an L and R shoulder button up on top.
Yeah, so just kind of like how the Joy-Cons do. So, yes. And it sounds like when you're playing the NES Switch Online games that those buttons will like take screenshots and bring you back to the menu and stuff. So that's really cool that they'll do that. Since, you know, the regular NES controller doesn't have enough buttons to where they could do that, so.
Or something, it's just a very small feature, but something I really like is whenever you're pairing the controllers to your system, it'll usually just show like a Pro controller or a blue Joy-Con sideways, right. whatever controller you're using. This is actually an NES controller.
That's really neat. I really like that they do that.
It's not just a basic controller icon.
I know we were both kind of disappointed with our Pokeball Pluses. When you connect that to your Switch, it just shows as a regular controller, and I was really hoping it would show as like a little Pokeball there.
So did I.
I'm glad that they did do that with these NES controllers.
Right.
Well, that's great, man. I can't wait to get mine in. These things are a little pricey. You have to buy them in a set of two, too. I think they're $60.
Yes.
But, man, I think it'll be a really good collector's item someday.
What really put the price into perspective, I was watching an IGN video where Brian Altano was doing an unboxing, and he showed up the $9.99 NES Classic controller.
Oh, yeah.
And I realized that's $10 versus the $30 or $60 for these. But.
Right. And, yes, these are wireless, but I don't think it costs, you know, that much more to make them wireless. Yeah. Nintendo's making a good profit off of these.
Being a collector and being wireless, that's a big thing to me. I really like wireless controllers.
Yeah, and another thing, since these are only sold by Nintendo from their online store, this isn't something that, like, I think you can wait around on that it'll go on sale. You know, if these had went to Best Buy and Walmart and Target and stuff, I think you could wait around and, you know, get these at a discount. But with them being only sold by Nintendo, I just don't see them ever dropping. So might as well, if you want them, might as well get them now when they're new before Nintendo just decides to discontinue them.
Exactly.
So. Well, that's really cool. So I've been also playing about the same things as you, Pokemon Go. I got my Mel medal now. So,
congratulations.
Yeah, I'm very happy to have it. I kept it in Pokemon Go just long enough to take a few screenshots with it, and then I quickly transferred it to Pokemon Let's Go because that's where I really wanted him, and he is just gigantic. I had to, you know, put in my party and let him out of the Pokeball for him to follow me. And yeah, he's really big. So
that's awesome. Do you ride on him or anything?
You
like
don't.
That?
He just follows you. I kind of thought you might would ride on his shoulder or something, but no, he just follows behind you. But right now, I'm just trying to get him leveled up because I'd love for him to join my party. But I need to level him up quite a bit. So I've got him in my Pokeball Plus currently, trying to get him leveled up that way.
Very cool.
And then as far as Super Smash Bros., I haven't got to play a whole lot this last week. I've been really busy with work, but I actually have been enjoying it at work because, and this kind of goes with the new accessory I got. I got the Genki Bluetooth adapter that goes on the bottom of your Switch and allows you to use wireless Bluetooth headphones to listen to music on your Switch. So I've been having my Switch on my desk at work and having my AirPods in, which are my favorite headphones, and I've just been listening to the soundtrack while I'm working.
Very nice.
It works. I'd say it works really good, and I've really been enjoying it. I've been going through all the Splatoon songs today and started getting into some of the Pokemon songs, and there's just an amazing amount of music in Super Smash Brothers, so I've been really enjoying that.
That's very cool, and from what I can tell, that's not all the songs. They're not all unlocked. Unlock some.
Yes, so I don't even have all that's available, and it's still an absolute ton of songs.
Oh, yeah.
Other than that, I played a little bit of Pokemon Let's Go. I got my final two gym badges, so I'm getting really ready to take on the Elite Four, but now that I have this Mel medal, I kind of want to bring him with me, so I may fiddle around a little bit and catch some more Pokemon and get him leveled up and then take on the Elite Four.
Very nice.
So. Let's go ahead and get into the news now. So we got some more sales numbers for some of the big holiday games for Nintendo. So we finally got some numbers for the U.S. So in the 11 days since the launch of Super Smash Bros. Ultimate in the U.S., Nintendo has sold 3 million copies, which I thought was pretty good. And along with that, we got some worldwide numbers, and this is for the first weekend. So the first 3 days, it topped 5 million in sales worldwide in the first 3 days. So this thing is really selling well, selling better than I thought it would.
I was two of those.
Yes, well, me too. But if you think about it, you know, there's around 20 million Switches right now. So there's a quarter of all Switch owners own this game within the first 3 days. That's very, very good.
That's crazy, yeah.
So I think kind of going into this holiday season, I thought Pokemon might would outsell Smash, but it's looking like it's going to be the other way around this time.
I think so.
But speaking of Pokemon, we also got some numbers on Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee. They've sold 2 million units in the U.S. since launch. So that's also really, really good. I think combined, you know, these games are going to give Nintendo a very good holiday season.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
And I'm very curious to see where these two games will actually fall in, along with Mario Odyssey and Breath of the Wild, as the years go by. It's curious to see, and Splatoon 2, where all these things are going to end up in like the final top 10 games sold.
Right.
Another news item here. This is actually one that that you put on here, Chad. You want to talk about Starlink?
So we got some Starlink news, and this is kind of out of nowhere to me. I wasn't expecting any more Starlink news.
I definitely didn't see this coming.
So Starlink Battle for Atlas. This is the Switch game where Star Fox is present. It gets a new content update the day this podcast is released. Actually,
oh wow,
December 21st. So it introduces some new enemies, a new activity. I think it's some of the outlaw hideouts and stuff. I think they add some more of those in the game.
Some new mission style or something.
Some new missions, right. Okay. And then a photo mode, which was very unexpected to me.
Oh, wow.
They showed a trailer for it and everything. It looks really neat how you can get into some different predicaments and take a picture of it, kind of like a Mario Odyssey. That was sure. Really cool how they did that.
Yeah, and of course Smash Brothers has a great photo mode.
Oh, yes. So. I don't know if I've actually even messed with the Smash one yet.
I haven't either, but I've been seeing some pictures people have been posting online, and I really want to start trying it out.
Yeah, I'll have to do that
there's
as well.
I like that more games are including these photo modes, because these games look great now on the Switch and HD, and so it's the perfect time to get some photos of your gameplay.
Right, and Starlink, I don't know exactly how popular it was, but it's very cool to see a game like this getting some more content. I thought I was done with this game, but
yeah,
I'll be picking
really,
it back up.
I really agree. And this is one of them games that, you know, me and you bought at full price, but it's been on sale, it seems like, every other week. So you can actually pick this game up for $35, $40 pretty easy, the full starter set. So I'm glad that they're continuing to support it, and hopefully we'll even get some more DLC. I'd love if they would add some more Star Fox stuff to it.
That's what
eventually.
I'm hoping for.
Do you know, I thought I may have heard that this update that comes out today may be free.
Yes, it
is.
Did
you hear about that? Okay.
Yes.
So I would assume if there was, you know, some more substantial DLC with, like, you know, some more story missions or more Star Fox stuff, that would probably be paid. But so this one here is just completely free. So that's good to know.
Yes.
All right. So that's going to do it for what we've been playing in the news. And we're going to take a quick break. But when we return, we're going to be talking all about 2019. Okay, so getting into our main topic of this episode, and that's 2019, and what does Nintendo have in store for us in 2019? So this is going to be kind of a two-part topic here. We're going to go over all the known releases that we know are coming in 2019, and the ones we're excited about, and talk about them briefly. And then in the second part, we're going to each have a few predictions of things that some unannounced things that we think may happen in 2019. So that's going to be fun. But yeah, let's go ahead and talk about the kind of the known releases, and we're going to kind of go in order, but most of these games don't have dates, so I put them in the order I kind of think they may come out in, but of course, this is subject to change for sure. But let's start off with the one we do know is coming, and it's actually coming very soon, and that's Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe. This game is coming out very soon, January 11th, 2019. So just right after we get into the new year, this game's going to be right around the corner.
So I'm really glad a game like this is coming out in January. If you remember the early part of 2018, we didn't have many games come out till March or April, somewhere
yes.
in there. Yeah.
So even though I'm not just extremely excited about this game because I've already played it to completion.
Same.
This is a great one for January, and like you said, there's not going to be a whole lot coming out anytime around then, so this is going to be, I think, a great one to pick up and play through again. And if you haven't played it, which I'm sure a lot of people with Switches haven't, this is one of the best this is my favorite of the new Super Mario Brothers games. So not only are you getting new Super Mario Brothers U, but you're also getting new Super Luigi U, which is kind of remixed levels of all the levels from Mario, but they're more difficult and you've got a shorter time limit.
Right.
So, and that's not all that's new in this game. You also, there's going to be a couple of new playable characters. You can play as both Nabbit and Toadette, which you weren't able to play as in the Wii U version. And then, of course, Toadette has that crazy power-up that turns her into Peachette, which I still don't know how I feel about that, but it is worth noting that this is going to be Peachette's debut.
A new playable character.
Here's a question for you, Chad. Do you think we'll get a Peachette amiibo?
No.
Okay.
I really don't think we will.
Very nice. And then kind of the last thing, and this is something I actually just found out about. So those fancy new NES wireless controllers you have over there.
These?
I'm currently eyeing. You'll actually be able to play this game with them. So I thought that was really cool. And definitely beats playing with an NES wireless controller than with a sideways Joy-Con. Because these are much bigger for more adult hands.
It's been a very long time since I've got to play a Mario game with these controllers.
I know. I think that's the way to play it, honestly, if you have them.
Yeah, so. I'm very excited to give them a try and everything. I can't remember on this one if you have to shake the controller a lot to do any power-ups.
Can't remember on that either. I think even the ones that did require you to do that, I think you could always press like L or R to do the same thing.
Gotcha.
So hopefully that it'll be completely playable with these controllers. I believe it will be. So that's kind of new Super Mario Brothers U Deluxe, and we're looking forward to that. And that is just actually just, you know, about 3 weeks away at this point.
Yes.
So it's coming up soon. The next game we have, and this one, is the date that we have so far is just spring 2019. So this is the one that I kind of see falling into that March, April, May time frame. Mm-hmm. I think kind of like how Kirby Star Allies this year. That's kind of where I see this one fitting in.
Right.
So Yoshi's Crafted World, coming spring 2019, it's going to have two-player co-op, and each level has a main path and also a secondary hidden path that offers different views and surprises. So you can play through all the levels one way, but then you can kind of flip the world around and play them a whole other way. And we've watched some Nintendo Treehouse Lives of this game, and it just looks really, really neat. I'm excited about this one.
Yeah, me too. You know, this is kind of the game that we've known about it for a very long time.
We just
that a Yoshi game was coming, and saw footage even a long time ago. And I'm really curious to what it has in store. I'm really looking forward to playing it.
I'm kind of looking for it to be really polished with as much time as they spend on it. I think this may be a good one. And this to me is another good game. If you've got a child that likes to play games, or maybe a significant other, a girlfriend or a wife, this would be a great one, I think, to play some co-op with. To me, the Yoshi games are always almost better with co-op.
I agree.
Yeah.
So do you think there will be a new Yoshi amiibo for this game? We get quite a few with Woolly World on the Wii U.
You know, I'm not sure. I think they for sure would, unless they just feel like there's already too many, which, you know, there are a lot of Yoshis, but I could kind of see that.
Yeah.
All right, so the next, and from here on out, all these games just have 2019 is the only thing we know. So we don't know exactly when these are going to come out. But one that I'd actually kind of forgotten about is Fire Emblem Three Houses. That's coming this year. So we're getting an all-new Fire Emblem game on the Switch. So this one is going to have an all-new story and an all-new world. So this is not a remake of an old Fire Emblem game or a 3DS remaster or anything like that. This is an all-new game. And it sounds like in some parts of the game, you'll actually be able to move your character around freely and interact with the world and the characters. And I think that's all new for this. I think typically you've kind of been on these grid line battlefields and you couldn't just explore. So I'm kind of interested to see what that's like.
Right. I don't have any experience with Fire Emblem. Most of my Fire Emblem knowledge comes from Smash.
Right. And a little bit of Fire Emblem Warriors, probably.
Right. Yes. So I don't think those are your typical Fire Emblem games. But yeah. I really want to give this one a try on the Switch. I'm willing to try about anything.
Sure. Yeah. No, I know there's a lot of Fire Emblem fans out there, and I know they're very excited about this game. I just hope it's really good, and I hope it, you know, is a decent one to jump into for a newcomer like me or you, because if this comes out, especially at the right time of the year, I might would be all over it. So,
oh yeah,
really looking forward to seeing kind of more about this game. Now we're getting to a couple of the heavy hitters. So Luigi's Mansion 3 is coming in 2019, and I know this one is highly anticipated by me and you.
Oh, for sure.
Luigi's Mansion. It looks like this time, from the small trailer we've seen, it looks like it takes place in a very tall building or mansion this time. And some people have guessed that maybe it's even like a hotel or something.
Like a Hotel Mario.
Hopefully better than that game.
Yes.
But I know this one is, again, we're very interested in this. And this is another game here I'm hoping. I don't see us getting a Switch bundle, but I would really hope for some amiibo. Some Luigi's Mansion amiibo would be amazing.
I would really like that if they made one with Luigi with the vacuum
the
on
poltergust.
The poltergust on
that's
his
what
back.
I see a Luigi with the poltergust. I see a Professor Egad and maybe like either a King Boo or like the little polterpup or
polterpup,
something.
Polterpup, yes.
Yeah.
I could
that would
see
be
it.
Great. I'd love a 3-pack of those.
Oh, yes.
So that's another one that we don't know much about at all, but it's one of our most anticipated games. And to me, one of the first really big games of 2019 that we've talked about.
I agree.
And then, of course, follow that up with the other game we're most anticipating, and that's Animal Crossing on the Switch, also coming in 2019. So as we kind of get through this list, you can tell 2019 it's not going to be a small year either. These are huge franchises for Nintendo.
This is going to be one of Nintendo's biggest years.
I really do think so. I mean, these are just things we know about, and I'm sure they've got some unknown stuff as well. And, I mean, Animal Crossing, to me, is one of the biggest ones. The thing with this one is just, when is it coming out? Are we going to have to wait till holiday? Or is this going to be I would love for this to be a summer game, personally.
Oh, same here, yeah. And, I mean, we don't know a thing about it other
really
than it's
don't.
Coming.
It's just in development. That's all we know. Then we come to another one that I kind of have forgot about it since it was announced at a Direct, but that's the game called Town. And it's a very unassuming name, but this is a game coming from Game Freak, who's the developer of all the Pokemon games. So, I mean, that ought to make you pay attention right there, an all-new franchise from them. This is going to be a turn-based RPG on the Switch. And like I said, I'm just excited because it's very rare that Game Freak makes a game that's not Pokemon related.
Right.
And I've liked a lot of the games they've done that were outside. I loved Drill Dozer on the Game Boy Advance, and I loved Harmonite on the 3DS. So I'm very excited about Town.
Yeah, same here.
Of course, don't know a whole lot about it, but it's just nice. And, you know, don't worry, we're still getting a Pokemon game as well, which we're going to mention here in a little bit, but it's neat that we're going to actually get two games from Game Freak next year. Then another one coming in 2019, one that we were very shocked about, that we learned about recently, was Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 is coming exclusively to the Switch next year.
I still can't believe this. This is going to be one of my most anticipated games because I'm just a huge superhero, Spider-Man fan especially. Just,
oh, yeah.
I just absolutely cannot wait. And this is the game that I want Amiibo for.
Oh, wouldn't that be amazing?
I don't think it'll happen, but just make one of them. Make a Spider-Man amiibo. That would be awesome.
I agree. Or let you scan in some of your Mario amiibos and get like costumes for them for the superheroes to wear. That'd be amazing.
Since it's a Switch exclusive, I really think something will be done. Just a little something.
Oh, I really hope so. So this is going to have both online and local co-op. And it's being developed by Team Ninja this time. And so Nintendo fans will know them as the developers of Metroid Other M on the Wii, and then Hyrule Warriors and Fire Emblem Warriors that are both on the Switch. And, of course, they've done a lot of other games on other platforms. But this is a pretty well-respected studio. And, you know, thinking about Marvel Ultimate Alliance as kind of a beat-em-up game, you know, I think that's very good that Team Ninja, who did Hyrule Warriors and Fire Emblem Warriors, they're kind of good at this type of a game. So I have high hopes for this one.
Right, and this game is not only going to be kind of the top-down look, it's actually going to be a little bit...
Yeah, it kind of has a behind the character that you can use if you're not playing same screen co-op. So
right.
I'm really excited about this game here.
It looks good.
And then we're coming to the last couple here that I know I'm really excited about, and that's we're going to get the Gen 8 Pokemon game in 2019, which is just great because, I mean, I'm still playing through Let's Go, but the fact that we're getting an all-new Generation 8 Pokemon game next year, which will probably have a bunch of all-new Pokemon, an all-new story, an all-new region, I'm very excited.
The only thing I hope that they redo differently than the other Pokemon games is bring some of the things from Let's Go into it, is that you'll be able to see all the wild Pokemon.
I agree. If they'll do that, I think it'll just be absolutely amazing.
Same here.
And then I saved the best for the last here, Chad.
All right.
You want to run off the last most anticipated game for the Kriboshu crew.
So, the most anticipated game of 2019 is the Untitled Goose Game.
Oh, yes.
Amiibo, please. And an exclusive Switch console.
An Amiibo Goose. That would be amazing.
So, I don't have any idea when this game will hit.
I don't either.
I would say sometime in the middle. It seems like we kind of have a Nindies month a little bit.
Yeah. So, I kind of see this headlining an upcoming Nindie Direct, and they're saying, you know, this game is out next month or whatever.
Right, I can see that.
I just hope it keeps the same title.
Yeah, I do too. It's really grown on me. That's how I know this game.
Of course, this probably isn't actually the most anticipated game for us, but I am very excited just to learn a little more about it.
Yeah, so. Me too. I'm really excited for this game.
So yeah, that's kind of the games we know that are coming that we are excited about, and I just can't wait to see what else Nintendo announces. But speaking of, we're going to put on our prediction hats and get out our crystal ball here, and we're going to come up with some of our own 2019 predictions.
All right, sounds good.
So we've each got three here, and let's just go ahead and get started off. What's your first prediction here, Chad?
So the year 2019, I believe we will finally get our first look at the trailer for Metroid Prime 4.
Oh, very interesting.
And we may even get a release date. I don't think we'll get a May 24th, 2020. I think we'll get a 2020, the year.
I'm with you. And that's, of course, I didn't include it in the 2019 games because we just know this game is just in development. They have never said anything about 2019. And with how we haven't gotten anything about it yet up to the end of 2018, I just don't see any way that it comes out next year.
I really don't think we will. I think it'll be a 2020 release, but I think we will. I think it's going to be kind of like how Super Smash Bros. Ultimate was announced. It's going to be at the end of a direct, and this is what they're going to focus on.
I agree. It will either be the end of a direct, or I would say it would be a big focus at E3.
I could see that as well. One or the other. Yeah.
And if they did it at E3, and if they had even just a playable level there, I think that would just be huge.
Oh yeah, that'd be crazy.
But yeah, I agree with you on that prediction. I think we will get a trailer. I definitely don't. I don't expect it to be released in 2019. I'd love to be wrong about that, but
right, yeah.
I don't see it coming.
I think it's too big of a game.
Okay, so my prediction number one, and I just want this one so bad. And I've predicted it before, and it hasn't come true, but. We've got to get some new DLC kingdoms for Mario Odyssey.
I would love this. I mean, I would absolutely love this.
It just does not make sense. Nintendo has had DLC for all of their big games on the Switch, with the exception of Mario Odyssey, not a single piece of paid DLC. And I think, especially as many copies as this game has sold, I think if we're ever going to get it, it's going to be 2019. Otherwise, I think it's never going to happen.
The only reason I think this won't happen is because they will be coming out with another Mario game similar to this.
I agree.
Sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I actually meant to say something along those lines. I think if we don't get this, that means that we're going to be a lot closer to a new Mario game than we think we are.
Right.
But I would love to see some new DLC kingdoms personally.
You know, this is something that a lot of people, including myself, would pay for. This isn't like Mario Tennis or and stuff like that.
No,
free updates.
I would easily pay, you know, $20-$25 for if it was several kingdoms. You know, I would 100% pay it
for sure. Well, that's a very good prediction. I hope it comes true.
Oh, me too. I think all Mario fans do.
Oh yes. My second prediction for 2019 is that we're talking about Mario again. A new Mario Sports title will be announced, and I think it will be released.
I agree with you.
I think it'll most likely be Mario Strikers, but I'm not 100% on that. That's the one I can see coming.
Well, that's the one I want. I'll be completely honest with you. I absolutely love Mario Strikers.
So out of all the Mario games, that's the one I hope for the most. I could see a Mario Golf or something coming too.
That's what I was going to say, Chad. I really think the next one's going to be Mario Golf. Because it's the one I'm least excited about. Like, I would probably try it out, but I'm just not a big... I'm not into golf in real life, and I'm not super into golf video games. I've liked a few, but I hope it's Strikers. But I do think we will get a new Mario Sports game. I think that is a lock for 2019.
Right, and if they don't come out with a game like that, it'll be kind of like we got on the Wii or the 3DS, kind of a compilation of different sports games.
I agree. But man, how great would a Strikers game be with kind of the stuff that Mario Tennis has? So the online tournaments and the characters you can unlock online, and oh, that would be just amazing.
Yeah, that'd be a blast.
Okay. So my prediction number two, I believe that Nintendo will announce a new classic system in the fall, but I'm not sure. I think it'll be either a Game Boy or a Nintendo 64. So Reggie has been interviewed recently, and he said that after the holiday season that the NES Classic and the SNES Classic are going away. So they are going to finally leave the store shelves. Once they sell out, they're gone. And I just think Nintendo, as well as those sold, I think Nintendo's going to trot out another one in the fall, I think.
I could really see this, especially seeing the sales figures on these, knowing how well that they sold and everything.
And one other reason, for me, one thing in favor of being the N64 is I think with as slow as Nintendo is taking classic games on the Switch, we're still just in the early stages of the NES. I think it's a long time before the N64 games come out, and so I don't think it would be competing with the Switch at all if they do an N64.
Yeah, I would almost lean towards a Game Boy Classic myself.
Well, and that's what I hope for.
That's kind of, I think that would be really cool.
A Game Boy Classic with a color backlit screen. And, I mean, you could just have so many. And again, Nintendo's going to have, you know, mostly their games on the system because that's going to be the easiest thing to do. And they have so many good games for the Game Boy. You could have Mario Land 1 and 2 and the Wario Land 1 through 3. Pokemon Red and Blue, Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening. I mean, the list goes on and on. So
there's a lot of good games.
I really am hoping for a new classic system. That's my second prediction.
Well, I certainly hope it comes true. Okay, so for my final prediction, this is going to be an Animal Crossing prediction.
Oh, I'm excited about this one.
So we've went on a road trip for Pokemon. We've went to the demo event for Smash Brothers.
We have indeed.
We're going to need some more road trips to go to this year. So my prediction is that there will be an Animal Crossing road trip, and it will be called Animal Crossing Welcome to the Neighborhood.
Oh, I'm so excited about this.
So here's what will happen there. Animal Crossing, Welcome to the Neighborhood. It'll be set up in an RV, of course. while we're standing in line to the RV, Nook's Cranny aprons will be handed out to us as souvenirs from our experience there.
I need this.
And then someone in an Isabelle costume will meet you at the door and take you on a tour of the RV. They'll be showing off furniture, pictures of in-game items, screenshots, and all the activities you can do in the game.
Oh, this sounds amazing.
Also on display will be the limited edition Switch console, Joy-Con, and Pro Controllers.
Of course.
But only one amiibo, because there are a lot of Animal Crossing amiibo already.
That's true.
I think there'll only be one amiibo, possibly Cap'n in his boat.
Or a new character for this game.
Or a totally new character, you're right. Or we don't have the barber, the dog that does the barbershop. We'll only get to play the game for about 5 to 10 minutes, but in this 5 to 10 minutes, we'll have a checklist of things that we'll have to do, such as catch fish or find fossils and stuff. And if you're able to complete everything on the checklist after you're finished, you will receive an exclusive coffee mug from the Roost.
Oh my goodness.
So we have to attend.
Yes, yeah, so sign me up. And I'm ready for this.
And of course, I have no proof any of this will happen. It's only a prediction, but I tried to give it my all.
Can I throw in that anybody who attends will get an exclusive item in Animal Crossing Pocket Camp showing that you attended, which you can then transfer to the Switch game?
Oh, yes, I forgot to mention that. Very nice.
Oh, man, this would be absolutely incredible. You know, when you first said an Animal Crossing road trip, I'm thinking, man, how good would just being able to play a demo of Animal Crossing really be, you know, for 10 minutes? This is a game you want to sit back and relax with.
Right.
But with all the activities you described, this just sounds like the best road trip ever.
It's got to feel like you are in Animal Crossing.
And I love the idea of going inside the RV and there being furniture. I see, like, it being life-sized furniture from the game. That would just be amazing.
Yeah, you could see the modern set or the cabin series, whatever you want.
Well, man, this is, of all the predictions, even the one I'm fixing to say, my last one, this is the one I hope comes true the very most. We will definitely be there if they do anything like this.
You know it.
All right. So, my next prediction, and probably my boldest prediction, is that Nintendo will get a tease for the next Legend of Zelda at E3 2019. I think that Nintendo has their whole E3 presentation. They kind of fade to black, and then they come back, and it's just, you know, there's a noise from the Legend of Zelda, or a little tune from the Legend of Zelda, and some, you know, Zelda, some subtitle pops up on the screen that says 2020.
Oh, I certainly hope that's true.
I know it may seem a little soon for a new Legend of Zelda game, but I know they've been hiring for the next Legend of Zelda game, and I think that would just absolutely set the internet on fire if they announced the next game in the Breath of the Wild series, for instance.
Oh, I agree. I would love a sequel to Breath of the Wild.
And I think as well as that game was reviewed and sold and just thought of, I mean, a lot of people consider it one of the greatest games of all time. I think that it is in Nintendo's best interest to start hard working on a new one. So I don't know that it'll actually happen, but it's just kind of what I want.
Right, yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. I really hope that happens.
Well, man, this has been really fun taking a look into next year and also predicting some things that hopefully will happen next year.
Yeah, so I was looking at some of our predictions we made earlier when we first started recording this podcast and everything. Oh, okay. A lot of our predictions came true. You know, we don't have a Luigi's Mansion 3, but that was one of our predictions, and one is coming out.
Oh, well, very nice.
Mario Party was released. A lot of things have happened. So,
well, that's great to hear. Maybe some of this stuff will happen.
We'll see.
Well, I know for one, I'm very much looking forward to what Nintendo has in store for 2019. And I'm also looking forward to continuing this podcast with you in 2019.
Same here. Yeah.
So this has just been really great. It's been a lot of fun. And we will be back next week with another episode. Thank you for listening. On a very special episode of the Karibo Shoe Podcast next week, the Karibo Shoe crew travels to New York. They will hit up the Nintendo New York store, and they will be catching Pokemon all over the city in Pokemon Go. Tune in next week to hear all about their adventures.